I'm very happy now to welcome Stephen Jules Rubin. He's producer of Jules Works Folly, and the showcase is tonight at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, as always.
So you have been doing a monthly variety show for quite a while now.
Yeah, this is the lucky 13th show. So we're launching our second year by sort of a celebration of the first year. And showing highlights from various performers, and there's a few well-known performers that are joining kind of for the first time because the Playhouse is such a great venue that we're able to use for this show.
It's really been quite a traveling show, so to speak. You've been in so many different venues.
Yeah, it was, you know, just by, that wasn't originally the intent, but, you know, we were at Warehouse 21 for the first few months, and then that became a little challenging scheduling, so we were at the Lucky Bean, which was great, and then that closed, you know, with 3 days' notice.
Oh, my goodness.
And so then, fortunately, the Joseph Santa Fe Pulse, who gets events going at the Rouge Cat, you know, helped rescue us. And then now, after we were there a few months, and now the problem with that is that it's a bar, the 21 thing. So we're going to be starting in May at the Aztec Cafe with the owners there kind of trying to revamp it and, you know, get that place going.
In the little back room there?
Well, we'll probably be in the main room with the back room where for the performers.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yeah, they've already done some stuff. One of our musicians, Greg Turner, has played there a few times, and so it seems to work pretty well. You know, it'll be a nice intimate, but you know, it'll be great because I think the patrons of our show are more interested in a coffee shop with food than that, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
So over the time that you've been doing Jules Works Follies, there's a lot of different genres that you're presenting every month.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as what the show, the content and who's there, it is, you know, I like to call it a community monthly variety show because it's not, there's a troupe element that's formed, but it's also meant to be anyone who wants to contact us and has something that can work logistically and fit, you know, is great. So yeah, it totally varies, you know, the more, you know, the more different things we can have within each show, that's the idea of it.
And so that includes music of different kinds,
mm-hmm.
Poetry. Is there like spontaneous kind of open mic poetry part of it?
Not so much, especially for the showcase. But, you know, I've never not thought of this as an open mic. If anything, a pre-vetted open mic,
right.
Pre-booked. You know, as the kind of organizer of it all, I'm really not wanting to ever have to, like, police or control the content, which
take a hook and pull somebody off.
I definitely don't want that vibe, but also beforehand, you know, it's like, yeah, of course I want to see what someone's doing or read it or whatever here. And, you know, but my concern more with being able to create the safe environment that it is just length for people to make the show run smoothly. And for people that we're giving a chance or trying different things, you know, that's definitely, so yeah, it ranges from, plays. The first show we had a play and realized that the amount of time it takes to get a prepared off-book play for one show isn't realistically that feasible. So we've been doing some plays as readings, and now the showcase is a chance for two of the plays that we did as readings to be off-book and you know, playlets.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they're not long, like full-length plays.
No.
Or something that might be what, 10 or 15 minutes.
As our host, Tone Forrest, is calling them playlets.
Nice.
So one of the playlets is 5 minutes by Jody Drinkwater, and then the other by Trent Zelazny is about 10.
So this is at the Jules Works Follies Monthly Variety Show. Now, you said there's kind of a troupe that has formed around this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, because there's some people that are able to come most or every month and do their thing. Some authors that share their original works, people that recite other works, and then Jules Works has been doing you know, a serialized play that I write as we go. And again, the intent originally, that actually Jules Works doing a play is kind of how this all happened. Some of the actors I've worked with over the years, you know, we haven't really done anything on stage. It's been more film and whatnot. Let's do something. And it was like, well, you know, the means, the time to do a feature play is so much that we started doing short plays and then realized that we've been doing it as a reading, just logistically. That is something that each month is similar actors. So you can
get to know each other and form sort of an ensemble. And
yeah. So there's definitely people that are being very loyal, and yet we always want new people as well.
Tone Forest is the host and MC, and he's been doing it with you for a while. He's a very talented dude.
Yeah, Tone's great. He hosted a while ago, and then for various months he recited some of the poetry that he's pretty much known of great, from T.S. Eliot works, all over the place, to his Lord Buckley impersonation, which, he says that Rod Harrison is, does the way better Lord Buckley, but they both are fans and aficionados.
And Rod Harrison is going to be there tonight.
Yes, Rod is joining for the first time. The Santa Fe Playhouse definitely says such a great venue, encouraged him to finally join. He's presenting a brand new piece that he hasn't done. I got a sample of it called The Magic Suitcase. It's very sweet. And yeah.
So another supremely talented individual here in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, very glad he's joining and hope that after this month he'll be able to keep involved when he can.
And there will be some musicians as well. And then I'm going to have to say, so that you don't have to say it yourself, your thing, the Jules Works Monty Python Recreation Crunchy Undead Frog Squadron.
That's right. One of the troop type things I was thinking is we started a bunch of months ago doing Monty Python sketches. And at first I was like, is this sacrilegious? Is this horrible? Are we going to get booed off stage? But people love it. And it's a dream come true for me. A lot of who I am comes from watching those movies from before I remember watching them.
No doubt.
And then my birthday was yesterday, and my brother gave me the 16-megaton DVD set of all of the Flying Circus, which as soon as we get this show over and I have time, I'm going to watch all of it.
Well, you know what's interesting is sometimes I watch the Monty Python Flying Circus because, like you, my soul has been formed by Monty Python and other various assorted comedy purveyors over the years, mm-hmm. and the majority of their stuff is terrible. And some of it is absolutely sublime.
Yeah. Yeah. They just, it's the safe environment. They had their show and they tried stuff. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. And then when they started doing the movies, I think most aficionados would feel like they were more refined. And
yeah.
Yeah. And Terry Jones really started directing more. But the show, yes, I agree. But I feel like the show, it's like for me, I just love it way more than Saturday Night Live or anything.
Well, most of that is terrible too. But you just wait. I mean, and this is the thing that I think is so important to really talk about is you've got the most talented people in the world in comedy doing their very best work every week, and the majority of it is not going to be very good, and then some of it is going to be great, and that's how the process works.
Yeah. You know what? Probably in the Flying Circus's benefit is it's less than a half hour, whereas Saturday Night Live is, even when it was great to me, was always too long.
But anyway. It's true.
But it's very hard to be funny. As an actor performer, the hardest thing is to be funny. Laurence Olivier's famous thing, it's easy to die. And, some of the folks like Alan Arkin, who lives in town and is always generous about what it's like from Second City to currently, being funny. Comedy is serious business.
Comedy serious business, and it's hard to do, and as you say, you need the safe environment, you need the ability to fail, and out of failure always comes, or usually comes, or if you're lucky, comes something great.
Yeah, and as long as you have a safe environment with an audience who's kind of rooting for you, no one's going to be too upset. For stand-up comedians, the audiences can be brutal, and it's terrifying, but I feel like we certainly don't have that kind of environment.
No, are your audiences are pretty kind and friendly?
I think so. Yeah, and the Python thing, certainly it's safe. It's like if somebody doesn't get the material, that's not our, so that's a little bit, maybe, I don't know about cheating, but a little bit of an advantage as far as if we were trying to do a lot of our own sketches, which would be great if we could do. But this stuff, the material is just, so we're.
Are you doing it just verbatim?
Yeah. And when people ask, do you have the accents, it's kind of like it would be hard not to. I'm sure our accents aren't great, but the rhythm of their language, it would take more work to do it without an accent.
To try to do it, yeah.
So it comes out the way it comes out usually. But it's like these things, their stuff has been in my head my whole life. So to be able to refine it and get it right, yeah.
Is great fun.
It's great, yeah.
Stephen Jules Rubin is producer of the Jules Works Follies, and their edition 13 of the monthly variety show is tonight at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse, and everybody is invited. And do you have to make reservations or show up?
No, just show up. I wanted to give a shout out to another performer who's joining. We have Greg Turner, who's been our musician, and Sean Halen is joining for the first time, which is great. Everyone knows what a great musician Sean is. So that's really awesome. He's going to show up and play some songs too.
Excellent. Well, Steve and Jules Rubin, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for the support.
And I'd like now to welcome Winston Green and Robert Knott. They are the creators of a radio theater series called Cy Bromberg Private Eye. What are you giggling at, Robert Knott?
Because I always get blamed for everything. I was pulled into this one. This wasn't my idea. It was Winston's. And you're already saying it's me.
It is you. I listened to it last night on KSFR2. This is a radio theater series that airs on KSFR2, which is KSFR2.org, on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 6:30 in the evening. And it's got you written all over it. It's hijinks and a kind of 1940s hard-boiled detective, but kind of set in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's lots of fun.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I've heard that you also have something to do with it, Winston Green.
Well, that's what he'd like you to believe. I don't know. He just shows up in my apartment and starts writing. Next thing I know, I'm in the byline.
Exactly.
That's not true. Winston wanted to do a radio show for a long time, despite the difficulties of maintaining a weekly schedule. He came up with the idea of a Brooklyn detective stuck in Santa Fe in 1952-53 who has to solve these culturally relevant cases, such as the kidnapping of Zozobra, and in the next episode next week, the lascivious case of the larcenist La Llorona. And then we have the treasure of the turquoise phoenix of Santa Rosa Lake, which takes our hero to Santa Rosa, where we spoof the Maltese Falcon. And we use...
You spoofed the Maltese Falcon? Oh, no, you spoofed to Have and Have Not in the first one.
Yes, we did sort of.
I get all
right.
Those Lauren Bacall movies.
Yep, we have a lot of fun with it. I mean, that's a funny thing about the private detective genre. You can really spoof it right up to today. It's still popular.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of those old pulp novels are still just as enjoyable today as they were in the 30s and 40s.
And the film noirs that come out of them. So we're having a kick. We're using local actors and... The point is to have fun. It's a 10-episode pilot series. We want to see if it goes somewhere. It'll run through June. And if our dream is fulfilled, we will try to culminate the season with a live show, but that's not yet set in stone.
Ah, live radio theater?
Yeah, we'll try to do it live with microphones and perform on stage. And we've written our own commercials for it. What was the commercial for the first one?
Hydox Bleach.
That's right. And then there's the Heistenberg automobile for criminals who want to get away. That's our next one, I think. And we've had some really good actors pop on the show. Jonathan Richards, Patrick Briggs, some of the kids from School for the Arts have been on it. Christina Vigil plays Viernes, his gal Friday. Cy has a gal Friday.
Right. And, Viernes.
You have a nice smile on your face, which is very delightful, by the way.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So so this is Cy Bromberg Private Eye. So seriously, how did this come into being?
Well, I moved back to Santa Fe about 2 years ago, and when I did, I came up to Robert, and we were having a drink, and I said, Robert, you know, I had this great idea. You and I should get together, and we should do a radio show, because you and I have the exact same taste in humor. He and I are both students of kind of this post-vaudeville comedy, which was only existent for a very small time. It was all very contingent on fast-talking humor and physical comedy and sort of things like, you know, the Marx Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, and Dick Van Dyke, and that whole genre of physical and verbal comedy. And I said, it'll be fantastic. You'll love it.
Yeah, physical comedy on the radio, it's good.
Well, you know, and it kind of works. If you do it right, it does actually work. I mean, there's some slapstick in Cy Bromberg, and everyone who hears it, I mean, they chuckle, they laugh. Every time Cy gets hit over the head by a big, brutish woman named Bertha, someone laughs about it. And if that's not physical comedy, I don't know what is.
Excellent point. And, it sounds a little bit like one of the Three Stooges getting bopped on the forehead.
It does, but it's funny because writing for radio, you have to lay things out. Ah, here's the place. I'll open the door. You have to throw sentences like that in there and make it really clear with screaming and yelling that somebody's falling off the roof, etc.
And it's funny because you keep blaming Robert for all of this, and he said I was crazy. He said there's no way you can do a radio show in this day and age, and he's still probably right. But my original concept was to do an hour-long show involving different kind of skits and a detective series and Iago the Chimp, a Monkey Shines, and a space adventure, and, And he went, no, that's crazy. You can't do it. And I badgered him week after week after week. And finally we boiled it down to one gumshoe, to this one show about a Santa Fe detective from Brooklyn and how absurd that would be. This poor guy from Brooklyn comes to Santa Fe in the 1940s. What kind of case is he going to solve? And then it turns out he actually gets into these larks and hijinks because this is the city different.
Atomic Secrets in Los Alamos.
That's right.
We'll probably do a communist Red Scare one before we go out on it. We've got about 7 or 8 of them written, and they've all tied into some local theme. Bandits and Bandolier, for example, will be coming up. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a hilarious one, we think, about a stolen O'Keeffe painting called The O'Keeffe Thief. With a very funny, we hope, physical slapstick chase that we believe we will capture beautifully on the radio. But it is difficult work. It's very tough to write, and it's very tough to produce. Winston does the producing, make sure the sound effects are correct, pulling actors in, etc. And I think it is tough to maintain a radio series in this day and age. But we've committed to 10, and Bill has been terrific over at KSFR, too.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Just helping us to get like all this organic, original material off the ground. So,
what do you record it at KSFR?
No, we record it live from my living room.
Ah, and so what do you do for the sound effects? Do you put them in afterwards, or are you doing them in real time?
We do them afterwards, but they're all real sound effects. They're all me sitting up at 3 in the morning, smashing pots and pans and throwing things across the room, and God help me, probably waking my neighbors.
He's got this great artistic enclave. I won't tell you where it is because it's hidden away. You would die to have this place. It's a huge living room and far away from the crowds and yet close to downtown. But he does have a neighbor. I wonder if she's ever awakened by it. I hope she's awakened and comes over one day to visit while we're taping. She's quite a nice lady. If she's listening, hello, Anna. Nice running into you in the laundry room. But never mind that. What else about Cy Bromberg?
You see, this is what this radio show sounds like.
And you can listen to it on KSFR2.org. It's there, episode 1. And episode 2 will be up by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And you can also go to KSFR2 and find it, as I did last night, even if you're not listening at the times that it airs live.
Correct, yeah. You can listen to it right
live.
Now as soon as the show's over. But not until the show's over.
And we urge you to do so.
Well, thank you. That's sweet of you.
Yes.
Were you going to run a snippet from it, or you don't have to?
No, we're not going to run a snippet from it. All but right. People who want to can listen to the entire thing. And there's also a little trailer on the front page of KSFR2.
There is a good trailer, and Bill came up with a great, logo.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cy Bromberg, Private Eye, KSFR2.org. You like Private Eyes, you like comedy, you like hijinks, Iago the Chimp, and tomfoolery.
Iago the Chimp?
He appears occasionally as a character in Cy's background.
It's just a running joke. It's one of those things we came up with, and in the 11th hour to get out of a jam, and we both thought it was so funny, we kept putting it in after episode after episode after episode.
You never actually see him or hear him, but he's always there somewhere.
I was going to say, who does the voice of the chimp?
Nobody. We do have a cameo by Alfred Hitchcock in our next episode, Alibi in Albuquerque, that we're taping. Next one we're taping. The next one airing is La Llorona.
Mm-hmm.
So by cameo, you mean we get to see his profile?
No, he has one quick line as he passes through a desert mirage scene. And we have done a little research to find out Santa Fe in 1952-53, what places were around, and we reference
right.
them, a lot of places that are still here, and some are now gone.
The first episode has Maud's Bar, which was a famous lesbian bar on Canyon Road during the 50s and 60s. When did that close down?
Probably the 70s. I don't know. I got here in 92. I think it was gone by the 80s for sure.
Yeah, well, there you go. So it's not just that we're referencing things that are currently here, but we reference things that, of course, turn.
The Plaza Bar used to be on the bar, near the Plaza Diner. We referenced that. And the Woolworths, of course, was where the 5 and 10 now is.
Mm-hmm.
But places like Bandolier or the Palace of the Governors have been here that long, so we can utilize them.
We have a very funny joke about the jackalope.
Oh, the jackalope, the episode about the jackalope coming up.
Yeah.
Alibi in Albuquerque and how that leads to the formation of the jackalope.
Of the jackalope shopping center.
Yes, so there you go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's radio theater. Radio theater is a genre that used to be quite popular, and people would tune in, appointment radio to there. It was like instead of watching their soap opera at a certain time, listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when you were young, Robert Nye.
Even in the 60s, my mom used to listen to the soaps, and there were still comedy and variety shows in the 60s. I remember her listening to the radio. I mean, and from being in radio and being so successful, people still love the voice. They love to drive in the car or be in the kitchen making dinner while the radio's on.
I love radio theater.
It's beyond listening to a CD, yeah. And
yeah.
We want to believe that people will catch on and enjoy it. We do have an email they can contact us. It's Cy Bromberg, Cybromberg at gmail.com. And we label that every week. We say, enjoy the show. Let us know, because we want to hear from people. Maybe they won't like it, but we're trying. And it's people still love to do radio theater. I'm amazed at how quickly the actors are jumping in, making immediate choices and realizing they have to alter their performance style. And, of course, Garrison Keillor's probably got the most famous radio theater show still going in the whole country.
If you like Robert Knott, you'll love Winston Green.
I'm telling you, Winston Green came up with all of this. I'm just the hired hand on this one.
That's because he was completely and totally brainwashed by you at an impressionable age.
That's ridiculous. Just because he did one show with me at Warehouse years ago and then another one a few years ago.
This is amazing. Everyone thinks that between you and me and Matt, that we're all interchangeable. You know, one of the actors we used, he posted the podcast on his Facebook, and I was reading it because I thought, oh, that's so sweet. And he's sending out the word. He's getting it known. And it says, the minds behind Doc Watson versus the vampires. And I saw that and I went, wait a minute, I'm not the mind between.
But you acted in it, of course.
I had a small role in that, a supporting role in that. And see, that's the problem. Everyone thinks that between you, me, and Matt, we're the same person.
And it's funny because I've been collaborating with different people for 10 years. I've gotten so used to it, I really like it. And people always think it's my influence because of the crazy comedy. But I do find people, and Mary Charlotte has this delightful grin on her face, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, part of that scene, me early in the morning. It's not. In this case, really, Winston drove it.
You're turning red.
No, I'm always shy. It's strange, you know. I like to promote my stuff, but I'm always embarrassed talking
about it. He blushes on the radio. It's so cute. We should have our webcam put right up to your forehead, and as it gets redder, people can tell what you're talking about, even if they're not really paying attention.
It's embarrassing.
Winston Green and Robert Knott are co-writers, producers. Cy Bromberg is Winston Green, or vice versa. Cy Bromberg, Private Eye, airs on KSFR Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:30 in the evening, and the podcast is available 24/7. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us, lady. I'll be back on in a few minutes to talk about the arts.
Yes, Robert Knott is going to stay with us, speaking of the arts.
Oh,
we're
going
to take a break right now. Be back in a moment.
Luego.
And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott.
It's me again.
It's you again. Back to talk about the arts. Speaking of the arts, you are now on the education beat. You're the education reporter. But do you still do a little bit of arts writing for the Pasatiempo, for the New Mexican?
I do about one a month, and people tend to forget I write for them. And then once in a while, people will see that I have an article in there, and they'll email me and say, oh, you're writing for PASA again. But I'm not. I'm just a contributing writer. I will always have a tie to PASA. It was very good to me. I have just a movie blurb in there this week. A couple weeks ago, I had the cover story on the exhibit about the West over at the New Mexico History Museum. And I'm working on a book review for them right now. I'm sure in the summer I'll write a piece or two, but it's less and less. But I do at least have, let's say, my thumb is sort of still attached, and I get a kick out
his
of it.
His thumb is still attached,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to say my fingers are on the pulse of the art scene, but my thumb is sort of... Anyway, speaking of which, the New Mexico History Museum's show, The West Real and Imagined, continues. Tonight they're having free classic cowboy movie night. Oh, boy. 6 o'clock in their auditorium. They're playing a couple of Tom Mix, the silent film star who shot many movies here in New Mexico. Pictures with John Bowman, a film critic, going to be discussing them. And that's the New Mexico History Museum, Palace of the Governors. And again, it's a free night tonight. I also want to mention, I didn't realize Santa Fe Community College had built an astronomy deck behind the fitness center.
Nice.
And with a bunch of youth working with the science department. And the goal is, I guess, to keep an eye on meteors. It's about 20 by 30 feet. It can handle about 60 people on benches. And they're having a ceremony tonight, 6 to 8:30. The public is invited. It's free. It's behind the fitness center over at SFCC. If you go to the main administration building, I believe there will be shuttle bus. But if you park over by the fitness center, you can probably walk to it. And they'll be out there tonight until dark, looking up in the sky at meteors. So the astronomy deck, Santa Fe Community College, public opening tonight, 6 to 8:30 p.m.
And speaking of fitness, there are 3 free roller derby bouts at...
Oh, boy. Women?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Roller derby. Is there such a thing as men roller derby?
I don't know. I remember in the 70s, I used to watch it up in New York on the New Jersey Channel.
The New Jersey Channel. At noon at the Los Alamos County Ice Rink on Sunday, the 28th of April, at 12 o'clock, the Santa Fe Disco Brawlers versus the Los Alamos Chupacabras. And after that, the newbie scrimmage and the veteran scrimmage.
Oh, boy.
There we have it.
Los Alamos, that's going to be terrific.
Yep.
I had no idea those dames were doing that stuff up there.
The dames are doing that stuff up there.
James Keller has two things in today's Pasatiempo.
Yay, James Keller.
Yay, James. His column is about Yip Harburg. Is the name familiar to you?
Sim Brodberg?
No, oddly enough, it's not. Yip Harburg.
Ah.
The composer who wrote, among other things, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, as well as Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And it's a really nice, interesting column. It talks about a lot of the different things having to do with the Wizard of Oz movie. And Harburg's life and his being blacklisted during the communist scare. And it references a book written about Harburg. So it's a really good column. I'm really happy with it. And oddly enough, the Wizard of Oz is playing in town, and it's not in our Pasatiempo calendar, but the Performing Arts Company, Santa Fe Performing Arts, over on Old Pecos Trail near CCA, is doing the Wizard of Oz.
I think it's over, dear.
The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I think the last performance was last weekend.
I am pretty certain you are not correct, because I'm going tonight at 7 o'clock, and Megan Burns, who, there we go, good, 26th, 27th, 28th.
Oh,
Megan
good.
Burns, who has been in so many of my Warehouse 21 shows and has been a mainstay in children's and youth and adult theater in town. And I don't know if she's embarrassed I'm saying this, but she's actually moving away from Santa Fe in about a month.
I know.
And so this is her final show after years in town, and she directed it. And it's Army for the Arts. It's not too expensive to get in. 7 o'clock showtime tonight. And Saturday and Sunday's 4 o'clock, which is, again, we've talked about that. I love a 4 o'clock matinee.
Indeed.
Because you go out, you hike, then you go to the show, then you go get a beer and some dinner. So Meg's last show, I will be there tonight, 7 o'clock, to see the Flying Monkeys, who, by the way, terrified me as a kid. And
well,
then when I saw this,
that is the source of Iago the chimp, that fear.
Okay, that's why I don't. You always tie things together from all your years of knowing me.
All the years of knowing you? It's the 15 minutes of knowing you. You talked about Iago the chimp in the last
You're
segment.
You're absolutely right. The monkeys come back to haunt me to this day. You're absolutely right.
Oh, see, this is what happens. Speaking of monkeys.
Oh, boy.
The cat of the week this week is Marcy. She's a sweet and playful young cat with a unique, striking short calico coat in black, orange, and white. If you would like to adopt her, you can call 505-316-2281, or you can go to fnfnm.org, which stands for Felines and Friends New Mexico, or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
And I'm a friendly kitty cat. Marcy the kitty.
Good kitties.
It's great from the kitty cat's mouth.
And also, tonight, the Santa Fe High School Advanced Studio Art Show is having its opening at the Georgia O'Keeffe Annex Gallery.
Great.
And that's tonight from 5 to 7. There's a reception, and you can go out and support the Santa Fe High School's fabulous art program.
Which is run by Lori Andrews, a really good person. Theater this weekend, aside from the... Oh, look. By the way...
Brian Egolf is in the house.
Representative Brian Egolf. He wants to come on the show in The Crash. I forgot to tell you that part. He found out I was going to be on the show. He ran into me at this, and he was like, can I come on for a few minutes? So I was supposed to tell you, but I forgot. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't show up, but here he is. So he may pop up.
He didn't hear that.
No, he's not on the radio. He's getting some coffee. Mm. Once on This Island, Caribbean musical, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, 7 o'clock tonight. More and more people doing 7 o'clock theater shows over at the Greer Garson Theater on St. Mike's. The Masked Messenger is by Faustwerk Mass Theater, 7 o'clock at CCA. Right down the hill from the Army for the Arts. There's a story on that in today's Pasatiempo. You interviewed earlier today Steve Rubin on the Jules Work Show, 7:30, Santa Fe Playhouse, tonight. Most of these shows, by the way, run through the weekend. You can check your Pasatiempo for calendar listings. And finally, Teatro Paraguas, which is a great theater, and I like Argos, who runs it. They're doing Dos Cuentos para la Primavera, interactive bilingual stories for children, 7:30 tonight. And they're also doing this on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to check the time real quick. 7:30 on Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday. Teatro Paraguas, give you a phone number, 424-1601. So, Representative Egolf, he's like chasing me around town all week. He hears I'm going to be on the show, and he's like, I got to come on and do antics with you and Mary Charlotte. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Well, I was driving by, and
like
a force of nature, the steering wheel of my car came over to the Radio Cafe. There was something about the show today.
And I forgot your card. You gave me your card. I was supposed to call or text him. And I have your card. Don't worry, I don't need another one. And I honestly forgot. It wasn't that I didn't want him on the show today.
No, it's great to have you.
It worked out. I had a meeting right down the street at 9 o'clock, so popped in for my morning coffee and I get to fulfill my longstanding goal of being live on the air in the morning radio cafe. It's very cool.
And proving once again that the Santa Fe Baking Company is actually the exact physical center of the universe.
Especially when Mary Charlotte's here.
Well, your seat, Mary Charlotte, is the actual center.
Yeah, but you're so close to that.
Right, we're all in your orbit.
So what's going on now that it's not the legislature?
The interim committees get appointed on Tuesday, and then we start the work over the summer. Water is going to be a big, big issue that a number of the committees are going to look at.
Well, that's a relief to hear, since it was barely discussed during the entire 60-day session.
There were a lot of bills. We did get three. Your Santa Fe delegation got three, I think, pretty important water bills through. Two that Peter Wirth had in the Senate that I sponsored in the House deal with double dipping on water rights, which is a big issue anywhere you want to have new tract homes or big developments, making sure that you're not selling agricultural rights and then putting in a huge new development that goes based on domestic wells.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be a big thing moving into the future. I had a bill to, for the first time, require statewide every year rulemaking on threats to the safety of drinking water. But bigger issues, like how are we going to deal with Texas, and what is the future of agricultural consumption of water in the state? That's going to be front and center for the interim committees that will probably start their work in May.
And in fact, I think didn't Steve or somebody at the New Mexican wrote a great piece about the bills that all our local legislators pushed through, including several you talked about.
We did that. We did. Yeah, he did. And we had, I was glad I got the Fair Pay for Women Act passed.
Yay.
Unbelievably, until the law goes into effect June 17, until June 17, it is not against state law to pay someone less for the same job because she's a woman.
Hmm.
So pay discrimination based on gender is legal under state law in New Mexico until June 17, but we fixed that.
Wait a minute. Mary Charlotte gets paid more than I for doing this show, don't you?
I hope so.
You are not doing this show except about twice a year, Robert, for a half an hour.
I see.
I'm just saying.
Not only do I not get minimum wage, I get dismissive wage.
So, Brian Egolf, why don't you come back in the next month or two and we'll talk about some of those issues, which I think are very important. I mean, sometimes I think if the legislature were having its 60-day session during wildfires, different bills would pass than do in the winter, January, February.
That's right. We tried to do a bill on fire to allow counties and cities to ban fireworks. And it's hard to get everyone's attention when it's snowing outside.
Exactly.
If we were doing it in June or July with smoke filling the community, it'd be easier a bill to get passed. But I'll come back. And in the meantime, maybe, Robert, you can get some therapy on your fear of the monkeys from The Wizard of Oz, and then you can come back. And
it's not just that, though. They fly, and they have little evil scrunched-up faces. If four of them grabbed you from the skies, you'd be none too pleased either.
I'm sure
there. Whoever you have, whenever it's three, it's two against one. It never fails. It doesn't matter who is sitting in that other seat.
What? Sometimes you guys totally rag on me.
No. Go back and listen. If it's Rob DeWalt in the old days, Hollis Walker, you bring in some guest star representative. I got a legislator here, and he's siding with you about me.
Well, maybe that's just the way of nature. Yeah. Now, I'm sure that there are some very good therapists listening right now who can write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org who might be able to help you with your monkey phobia.
I'd rather have a 45-year-old blonde with a sense of humor. All right, good seeing you, sir. Thanks for popping
they
by.
They may overlap. Brian Egolf, thanks for being with us.
I'll see you, man. Thanks for popping by.
So here's some other stuff going on at Vanessi. Joe West and the Santa Fe Review CD release party. Blood Red Velvet.
Yikes.
Opening act, the Saltine Ramblers. That's tonight from 7 to 8 at Saltine Ramblers and Joe West at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, Stu McGaskey Jazz Trio from 7:30 to 10:30. And then Sunday, Geist Cabaret, open mic, guest singers from 6 to 8, special cabaret performance from 8 on, and all kinds of good people at Vanessi, which is somewhere. It's on, where's Vanessi? Water Street?
Yeah, it's on, it's down there off,
I can get there, I just forget what
Water
the address
Street.
Is.
Yeah, it's on Water Street.
In
there.
Santa Fe.
Meanwhile, Ken Brown sings the Andy Williams songbook, Moon River and Me. Moon River. Backed by the Burt Dalton Trio, 6 o'clock, La Casa Santa, on
Yay.
Monday. You got to pay to get in.
Awesome.
988-9232. Tuesday night at the Lenzic at 7:30, the contestants who are trying to be Don Diego de Vargas and La Reina de Fiesta, they're going to be in a competition. I don't think it involves roller derby. Anyway, it's 7:30.
Probably not. Although they did have roller derby in the early colonial period in Santa Fe?
That deserves a follow-up. I know something of the history of the Southwest, but you're telling me what the... Go ahead.
It's actually... No, never mind. I'll tell you after we're off the air. Well, go ahead. What else is happening?
I mean, I know that Ben-Hur was written about the chariot races around the plaza here because Lew Wallace, but I didn't know they had roller derby.
Exactly. It was the same track that they used.
Tuesday night, and they say that I don't influence people. Tuesday night, 7:30, the Lenzic, a competition for the...
If anybody listens to Cy Bromberg, Private Eye, they will hear, even if it's not your actual voice, they will hear your voice.
All right, you could be right. Sunday, if you want to go up to the
Because
Rio,
you're the only person in the entire state of New Mexico that regularly uses the word hijinks.
All right, so I use hijinks, antics, and shtick quite often, I admit it. Okay, Sunday, let's say you're a nature lover. You want to go up and see James Dean, the beautiful golden eagle, be released by the Santa Fe Raptor Center. It's going to happen up at the Rio Grande Gorge on New Mexico 570. On Sunday, I believe at noon, they have some celebrities. The former Governor Bill Richardson and Marsha Mason, the actress, and Wes Studi, the actor, are supposed to be there. And if you're very, you know, pro-raptor, pro-environment, feel like driving up near Taos, head on up there. It says you should call the center for details, and I'll give you that phone number. 699-0455.
And that's a wonderful place.
Yeah, so there you go. The raptor release.
Why they're calling it James Dean, I don't know.
There's a story behind that, but I don't recall what it is, to tell you the truth.
So, let's see. What's happening at Collected Works Bookstore? Saturday from 5 to 7, that's tomorrow, musician and author David Berkeley will read from his book 140 Goats and a Guitar.
What a great title.
It is. And he'll play tunes from his album Some Kind of Cure. And then on Sunday at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents another installment of the Rio Chama Flow Project with Steve Harris, whom we had on, I think, Monday of this past week. And very important, talking about water, water issues. And then Sunday at 3 o'clock, Collected Works Open Mic for unpublished poets, authors, and acoustic musicians or stage performance. And Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Ana Pacheco reads from and signs her latest book, Legendary Locals of Santa Fe. And that is all at Collected Works Bookstore, which is on the corner of Galisteo and Water Street in Santa Fe.
Have you talked about my favorite poem project?
No.
There's going to be readings by community members, including our Santa Fe Poet Laureate John Davis and Oliver Prezant and IAIA students at 6 o'clock tonight. This is part of National Poetry Month here, by the way. And it's going to take place at the Institute of American Indian Arts out on Ava Nupo Road off Richards Avenue. No charge. There's a little blurb on it in Pasatiempo's subtext on page 12. And that's tonight. My favorite poem project, 6 o'clock, IAIA. Call 424-2351. Did you mention Bobby Shue, who's doing the KSFR radio music series?
Go for it.
Whoa. He's going to be hanging out with Jim Arend and Andy Zadronsky on John Trent Acosta, 7 o'clock tonight. It's on Museum Hill Cafe. It's the KSFR Radio Music Cafe series. You do got to pay to get in, 428-1527, and that's tonight, 7 o'clock, Jazz on the Hill, and part of KSFR's radio series.
Did we talk about open mic night at the Mineshaft Tavern?
No, go right ahead.
That's tonight at 7 o'clock with Glenn Neff. And they will be doing some funky keyboard music followed by some belly dancing. So you can come down there and sign up. The Mineshaft Tavern is in Madrid, New Mexico.
Oh, I love belly dancing. I'll have to pop in on it. Amy Beal Community School has its annual showcase of works tonight by elementary school students. Poetry readings, gift basket raffle, light refreshments, 4 to 7 p.m. They're Avenida del Sur off Richards. You could go to that on the south side of town, then swing over to IAA for that favorite poem project, as a matter of fact. May as well do two things at once. The After Hours show is an uncensored look at gender dynamics at the Revolution Bakery Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30.
That is Santa Fe's gluten-free bakery.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And
good bread.
Paintings by Amina Ray. It is good bread?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that kind of bread.
There's a whole gluten-free movement for various reasons, including celiac disease and things like that. And gluten-free offerings on their menus and things like that, but there's a whole bakery.
That's not glutton-free.
There, I think, are some gluttons who do go in there and buy gluten-free bread.
I see.
In fact, you could initiate that.
No, I'm
movement.
A glutton for punishment showing up on the show every once in a while.
What?
Santa Fe Bandstand's going to kick off a little earlier this year, I hear, like in mid-June, which I think is great. You can check out santafebandstand.org for more information.
Yes. Shall we send a shout out to the always remembered spirit of David Lesh?
Absolutely, yeah.
He started Santa Fe Bandstand and passed away quite suddenly. Was it a year ago?
Yes, it was. I think it was on the eve of last year's Bandstand,
yeah.
Or certainly shortly after it began, and it threw a lot of people. I'm glad you brought up his name, because he really maintained that he was a great community activist.
Great guy, great community activist, community organizer in terms of having music on the plaza.
Yeah.
So much.
Santa Fe Public Library is having a book sale. If you like books, noon to 4 o'clock, Saturday, Main Branch, Washington Avenue, also Sunday. Spring Garden Fair, oh boy. There's going to be a plant sale with lectures, clinics, kids' activities, and food vendors.
Is this the Master Gardeners?
It doesn't say. It's at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds, 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I promise no poison ivy. The Rally Artisans Market's on this weekend, as always, over at the Farmer's Market. You've got some international folk dances happening on Sunday at Oddfellows Hall on Cerritos Road, 6:30 to 8.
And also this weekend, Saturday, Sunday from 10 to 4, is the Solar Fiesta at Santa Fe Community College. And all kinds of good things going on. You can find out about solar energy and sustainable neighborhoods and all kinds of good things.
What do you make of this? Antique pop duo Victor and Penny. Ukulele and guitar, 8 o'clock at the Cowgirl on Thursday. What does antique pop mean? With a ukulele and
it means a very old father.
That's very good. I was not expecting that from you at 10 minutes to 9 or whatever time it is. All right, so antique pop, Victor and Penny. Sounds great. Thursday night at the Cowgirl, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary here. The Legal Tender has Buffalo Nickel 2 that night. Boot, Scoot, and Tune, 6 to 9 with a free dance lesson at 7 if you want to go out to the Legal Tender down toward El Dorado. And La Fonda now has like a night where they let people come and they do like a variety show. And I think it's Sunday nights now at La Fonda, which is one of my favorite bars in town. Not that I'm advocating anybody go to a bar, unless I'm there and you want to buy me a drink. It's the La Fonda Talent Showcase, Sunday night, 7 to 10. Any music genre, stand-up comedy, and more. And there's a prize to the winners of $25. So you go out there and you embarrass yourself, as in karaoke, only in this case, if you win, you get $25.
I would love to hear you doing karaoke.
It's funny you should ask that. I was at a bar last night where they had some karaoke going.
Really? And did you sing?
No, but I think I'm going to next week. I'm starting to get back out this spring. I'm trying to be more outgoing.
Uh-huh.
So,
because you're such an introvert normally. What?
Nothing.
Thursday, the 2nd of May at 7 o'clock at the O'Shaughnessy Cafe and Outdoor Pavilion at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. You have, let's see, Balkan, Middle East, and African drum concert.
Wow.
And music, food, refreshments, and dance by the Pomegranate Tribal Dancers and celebration of the end of the semester. Free and open to the public.
Hey, the Horse Shelter is looking for items and gift certificates, donations for their annual auction, which is going to be held on May 19th. I'll give you a phone number if you like horses. 471-6179. Help us out. It's straight from the horse's mouth. Uh-huh. Thanks, Rinty.
Thanks, Mr. Ed.
Remember Mr. Ed? And he used to talk? Wasn't that show great?
It was a talking horse show, yes.
Did you believe he really could talk?
No, I had already was past Santa Claus at the time that it was.
Well, I saw it in reruns when I was in 20s, and I thought you're telling me it was special effects?
All right. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, Louder Than Words 2013, which is contemporary ballet and modern dance and much, much more at Moving People Dance Theater. For more information, movingpeopledance.org. And should be a lot, actually, quite a nice showcase of of all kinds of contemporary dance.
So then Francis the Talking Mule didn't talk either? Remember him?
No.
He was in a bunch of movies with Donald O'Connor.
Uh-huh.
So he talked as well. I guess it was just sentences. If you want to be a submission for the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, which is in October, regular deadline is May 1st. Late deadline is July 1st. Final deadline is August 1st. I'm reading this off. It's hilarious. There's three deadlines. This is like being a newspaper writer. Visit SantaFeIndependentFilmFestival.com for rules and guidelines. I'm not kidding. This is most amusing to me. Three deadlines. And there are New Mexico Dance Coalition student scholarships to New Mexico residents 8 and up for $400. Applications accepted starting Monday, running through late July. Contact nmdancecoalition @gmail.com. You can probably Google New Mexico Dance Coalition and find out more about it. Say, what time is it?
It is 8:56, and Catfish Hodge is going to be at gig tomorrow night at 7:30. He has been called an American folk blues hero, and will be here in Santa Fe at 1808 2nd Street tomorrow night.
That's pretty good. There's the Best of Broadway at La Casa Cena on Monday night. Pop on in. And you can hear Argentine Tango Milonga. You mentioned that, right? At Chispa Tuesday night?
No, you did.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Mike Clymer of 505 Band's Acoustic Open Mic is going to be at Tiny's 8:30 on Tuesday night. Good night to go out. And Women Voices 2 opens next Thursday. Santa Fe Rep is a brand new collection of local playwrights and actors doing original pieces. You'll see students from Santa Fe University of Art and Design, School for the Arts involved, 7:30 Warehouse. Runs through next weekend. In fact, it runs through May 5th. Women's Voices 2 starting Thursday night at Warehouse 21. I'll give you a phone number, 629-6517.
And tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the ARC Bookstore, Hillary Hart will be talking about the release of her new book, Body of Wisdom, Women's Spiritual Power and How It Serves. And there will be discussion of women and things like that. The phone number at the ARC Bookstore is 988-3709, and that's right here in Santa Fe on Romero Street.
And something tells me at the Vargas Mall this weekend there's a women's health fair going on.
Something tells you?
Yeah. I read it somewhere. I apologize for not knowing it, but I'm pretty positive I'm right.
Okay.
I think there's a women's... There is. The 20th Annual Women's Health Fair is Saturday, 9 to 3 at the Vargas Center. I think there's going to be a lot of really inexpensive and free testings you can do and entertainment and such. So, again, De Vargas over there on Guadalupe, 9 to 3 on Saturday. You just made me think of that.
And at the Millicent Rogers Museum,
up in Taos,
which is up in Taos, on Sunday from 1 to 4, the life of Maria Martinez. And she is the great Pueblo potter. And there will be a whole exhibition and event talking about her life. So the exhibition, I guess, opens from 1 to 4 on Sunday at Millicent Rogers Museum.
Great. And Pasatiempo's cover story is a great one by Paul Weideman on Marco Pietras. He's got an opening at 5:30 tonight. First show that runs through June at Lou Allen Galleries at the Rail Yard. Really beautiful, clear architectural paintings and just really clean stuff.
Very beautiful indeed.
Paul did a great interview with him.
Oh, and I forgot to announce last weekend a show that I think you would really like. It's called The Naked Truth.
Now, wait a minute. And here we go again.
It's a figurative group show.
Go figure.
That has Naked Truth in it.
Oh,
and
fair facts,
huh? We've missed the opening reception, but you can see the show through the 19th of May. It's at 821 Canyon Road here in Santa Fe.
I'm on my way. It's no doubt a show stripped of all pretense. Anyway, beautiful to see you again. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to see you, too.
Can I come back on sometime around Memorial Day?
Yes, you can and you may.
Oh. See? There's always something, isn't there? I just open up on your show. I say one little thing about monkeys, and I got state legislators coming by that give me grief.
Well, can you blame them?
Sick those flying monkeys on him next time he's over there at the Roundhouse. See how he feels when they pull the stuffing out of him like they did to the straw man.
All right. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott is with us every once in a while. Speaking of the arts, we're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you sometime soon, and we'll see you on KSFR2 Radio Theater. Bye.